Oh, it is a handsome boy.
You are just so gorgeous. Can I adopt you? Oh, wait. I already have. I told him the other day that he's adopted.
And, that is so mean.
And then he kind of looked at me like...
Side-eyed.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry to tell you, I am not your birth mom. Even though I look like I could be, but I'm not.
That is so mean.
I know, but...
You're so handsome.
They say dogs are meant to look like their owners, though, don't they?
He definitely looks like you.
You've got quite a few different looking dogs, though.
Yeah.
Who looks like you?
None of them.
Ralph, a little bit. He's got dark hair like you.
Yeah.
Nelly, not really.
He's very small.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a tiny little boy, isn't he? Yeah, yeah, Milo could do with being a bit taller, to be fair.
I love how that teddy completely matches him.
I know. Yeah, he's got that and the elephant have been his two favourites, which is why both of them have not got really any limbs or out. But that one's got a little hole cut out of it.
It's so funny that Nelly's got that teddy. It's one of her favourites.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does she like little Santa toys as well? Because anything wearing a Santa hat, he loves.
I think it's because they can, like shake it about. And it,
yeah,
like...
and he can hold it by its yeah. hat as well. And it's so cute. And he just comes in with it swinging. And I'm like, oh, my God.
So cute.
I would kill for him.
Yeah.
Like, actually, I would.
I would kill for him.
Slay, you can come back. Well, did you hear that?
Well, I have been back quite a few times.
Yeah, so you're accepted to the family.
Yes.
I feel like a little school kid with my notebook sat here, like, I'm ready, teacher.
Anyway, enough of us rambling.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome to Nail Tech Natters, the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Liv.
I'm Shan.
And today, we're doing an exciting episode.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun episode that everybody can get involved in. It's a game. Get your notepads out and let's all play together.
Let us know your answers.
Leave your answer in comments.
Yeah. So we're doing Would You Rather. I've got three nail tech related ones and then two like miscellaneous.
Yeah, well, I did three miscellaneous and four nail ones because I thought if we have a similar one or same one at least then I can use a different
options.
One. So yeah,
cool. So do you want to go first?
I'm excited. I want to go first. Are we doing nail ones first or should we do one and then the other? So we do nail normal or do all nail and then
miscellaneous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, mine might not be as good as Liv's because Liv is more creative than me.
I actually don't.
I've asked ChatGPT.
I've asked ChatGPT.
And
well.
I also asked Oliver. And no offense, Oliver, but you were no help at all.
What did Oliver say?
Why don't you do, would you rather have short nails or long nails? Come on, honey. Darling.
By the way, it's really weird seeing you with short nails.
Or on YouTube, if you can see my orange hands, don't see them. Like, they are actually so embarrassing. But it's fine. Yeah, I'm normally an extension girly, but I went to my friend The Secret Salon's house, and she soaked them off and did natural nails, and I've currently got on Nail Order's new Synergel, which, can I just say, is banging.
It's like, so good.
What, you've got it on, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got it on, yeah.
And yours are longer than mine.
Yeah.
So what are they like? I mean, this episode isn't about that, but...
No, they're actually really good. Like...
It
feels strong, yeah. I think I did mine a little thicker than I was supposed to, just because I was getting used to it.
Yeah.
But it applied so nicely.
I've applied it on one client and I loved it. But I think there is that there of, it can't be as thick as builder gel, this isn't builder gel.
Yeah.
Like, you've always got to keep that in back of your mind, haven't you? But yeah, like, I can feel the flexibility ever so slightly, but it's so strong. So yeah. I'm really excited about this product. I think it launched...
Yesterday,
which who 30th. Knows when. Yeah.
The 30th of March. I haven't bought any yet because I've only had my nails on for, I think, about a week and a half.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it lasts well. So I'm going to wait until I've had them on for 4 weeks and then I'll buy some if I like it. Because I like the way it applies. I like the way it feels, but it needs to last.
Yeah.
So.
And then I haven't looked at many colours yet. Of the different shades that they've got.
No, I haven't either.
To be fair, I don't really think you overly need... Like, you know, a lot of people probably have a gel colour over it or whatever, but, like, I think they've got quite a few decent, like, shades, so I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. Anyway, we ended up rambling even more.
Honestly.
Right,
let's crack on. So, would you rather only ever do freestyle sets with no input from clients, as in art, or would you only ever want to do what the client asks for with no creative freedom whatsoever?
Oh, my... That is a really good one.
I knew my answer straight away to this, but I'll let you answer first.
Oh my God, I don't know. That's actually really hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I love the sets that I do that are freestyle, that are completely my own, are the sets that I love the most, but the ones that I struggle with the most.
Yes.
Like, I really do struggle. Like, when I do, like, my sister's nails and she gives me, like, the briefest brief ever.
Yeah.
She's like, I want colourful and glittery.
And you're like, right, hon, that helps me no way whatsoever.
So, I, like, when I do that, it takes me, like, a really long time. Like, we're usually going for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
It is long, and it really, like, hurts my brain.
Yeah, because you could just keep going, couldn't you? You could be like, okay, do we do a different style on this nail? Do we use different techniques? Whereas, I suppose if the client's like, inspo pick, I want it exactly like that, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But then you've also got the risk of, what if, you know, it, I can't do a specific thing that way, or, you know, I need to switch it up a little bit. Because my answer would be the second, I'd rather clients bring me an inspo pick and I've got no creative freedom.
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me that you would say that.
It stresses me out. If a client comes to me and they say, do what you want to do, or if I get a message that's like, you do you, I'm like, oh, no.
No.
The other day, one of my clients messaged me and she was like, interesting for a gel colour. And she's like, I can't decide on the gel colour, so you choose. I am not bothered. Stressed. Instant stress. I was like, no. No. Nah. Okay.
No.
So then she came and she was like, do whatever you want. I said, I know you're saying this to me, but...
Yeah.
I'm still going to give you options.
Yeah.
So I did. And thankfully I gave her options, because the colour I was going to choose, which, guess which, I was going to say,
cobalt.
Yeah. I was going to use cobalt blue. And I showed her it, and she, and I went, I don't feel like you're going to want this colour. She went, Shannon, I'm open to anything. Showed her. She went, no, that's too bright. So I was like, there you go then. So then I gave her some options, and then I was like, right, pick between these. Yeah. Okay, great. Because I think that my creative freedom is jazzier than what some girls might get.
Oh, mine definitely is.
Yeah, so it's like, my creative freedom is, you're gonna have like dragons and like all sorts of stuff on your nails. So,
but I think, like, I don't know, I think I would choose the creative freedom.
Yeah, I thought you'd choose that,
because I can't imagine forever only recreating somebody else's work.
Yes. Yeah,
like I would hate that. Like, even though I don't do sets that are my own that often,
yeah,
I would rather do that all the time.
Really?
Than, yeah.
Too much stress? No, because you know what it is with me? I'm like this in a lot of aspects. I'm always like, but it could be better. Someone else could do that better than me. Like, I'm like it even with my house, like interior design and stuff. I'm like, okay, that shelf looks cute like that, but could it be better?
Yeah.
Would someone else come in and be like, I won't put that there, I'd put that there. And even that stresses me out.
But then don't you struggle with the comparison? Like, of other, like, when somebody brings you a photo?
No, because I think that if the photos... But
you've got to remember as well that you can't have any creative freedom. Like, you've got to copy that photo, right? Isn't that how it works?
Yeah, and I'd prefer that.
Like, completely, exactly, colour for colour, like, that wouldn't bother you?
Not really, no.
Really?
I feel like that's what I do now. My clients are a bit in between. They're like, this is the inspo, I want exactly that, but... you do what you think's best.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's kind of creative freedom. Like, the other day I did a Disney set with the gold frames, and the gold frames on it, we didn't end up booking enough time out for it, which is why I introduced intricate art.
Yeah.
But this was before that, so she was like, just bring down the frames if you want. So that's what we did. But even looking at the frames, if I'd have had enough time, I'd have been like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, so I suppose in that way, it's like, if I had creative freedom, I'd be like, can I just not do them that detail? Can I just do a frame and like just wing it? But she did let me wing it, but that was, like I say, a time thing. But yeah, I suppose in that way, it's kind of, would it actually end up being worse? Whereas if I had the creative freedom.
I think you would stress.
Yeah, I would. Shock.
Yeah.
No. Really?
Shan does not stress about anything.
What's never. That?
By the way, my favourite part of the last episode, episode 5, was when you forgot what you were saying.
I am
not kidding. I watched that bit like 5 times. I was so myself laughing.
I do it all the time. It's like gone. It happened to Oliver the other day. Went, what were I saying? I went, oh, you're doing a me. That's what you're doing.
Doing a Shan.
Yeah. So yeah, mine would be the... no creative freedom, and yours would be creative freedom.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, do you want one of mine?
Go for it.
Okay, this one's quite a funny one.
I'm scared.
Would you rather deal with a client who constantly moves their hands while you work?
Yeah.
Or one who stares at you in silence the entire appointment?
Oh, God. At me or at the nails?
No, at you. like stares directly at you.
Probably the staring.
Really?
Probably staring. I think I'd just be like, you crack on, hun, but I'm just going to be fair, I think my clients do that a lot anyway. Like today.
Mine do.
Yeah, today I had to do a double French, you know, with the line underneath. And I just said to her, you're going to have to be quiet for this because I'm concentrating. And then, like, I did one hand and then she went, your concentration face is so funny. And then I was so aware that she was looking at my face while I was doing it. Then I was just kind of like, well, if it makes your nails pretty, I'll sit there like this.
I know. Yeah. I'll pull a funny face for you if you want. I have my lights, like, I've got two of the IKEA lights, though, and they sit, like, pretty, like, close together. So
well,
I don't
see,
think people can really look at me that much.
When with those lights, I get so worried that I've got something on my face or hair on my face that then the lights are going to really bring out. Like, I'm a bit stressed about these lights. If you're just listening, you're not on YouTube, we've got a new light set up. We should have probably, like, said something about that before we started. Done, if you're wondering why my curtains are closed, we're trying something new.
Yes.
But, like, these kind of studio lights, they put out every little thing. So then they'd be staring at that. Which one would you choose?
I would choose the staring.
Yeah.
Because, well, to be honest, a lot of my clients don't sit still anyway.
so
it doesn't really make much difference. But yeah, I would rather somebody just sit and stare at me. Because my clients do that anyway. I have some clients that, like, I believe in eye contact when you're, like, talking to somebody.
Yeah.
I think that eye contact is really important.
Yeah.
But some of my clients are, like, staring at me to the point where I'm like,
you're like, your bricks first.
Yeah.
I have some clients that I can tell don't like eye contact.
Yeah.
I can tell it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, like, that's been something I've had to train in myself.
Yeah.
Is eye contact. I'm like, right, Shannon, eye contact is normal.
Yeah.
It's what people do, so you need to do it. So now I do it. Like, right now,
yeah.
I haven't broke eye contact
She's
with you.
Staring me right
and
in
I'm
the
just
eye.
Just going to keep doing it.
Just going to
all
stare
the whole time.
Stop. Now. You
I've got
weirdo.
Intense on her. Fucking hell. So you two
Stop
with
flirting
both,
me.
I know. That's all I do. It's all I ever want to do in my life. So we'd both choose the same one on that one.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yes.
Okay, my next one. Would you rather be fully booked every single day with no social life or only work 3 days a week but struggle to get clients and worry about money every month?
That one.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Really?
Yep.
There was no hesitation.
No hesitation. Nope.
See,
I would rather be poor and not work 24/7.
Than the opposite.
Yeah.
See, it's so funny because I feel like the first option is me. Hello, I have no social life. This is the most social
is you
I
already?
Have. Yeah, it's the podcast, that's it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm going out with my friends in a couple of weeks and all of us said, you haven't been out with your friends in ages. I'm like, I know because I work 24/7.
Yeah.
But it's good. But then also, we've both been in the same thing. Like, I think, what was it, like, Feb, we were both, like,
stressing,
what's kicking off for you? Like, what's going on? And that feeling is worse to me than sometimes feeling a bit overwhelmed and, like, I need to have a bit of a break from, like, everything.
Really?
So we're opposite on that.
Yeah, see, like, the burnout would get me real quick.
Yes, it would with you, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like, I need that time to myself.
Yeah, but you're good at, I feel like you're better at managing that than I am.
Yeah,
I feel like you need your time away, but you day to day are good at it, like managing doing nails, social life, like telling yourself when you need a break, but you still work really, really hard.
Yeah.
However, with me, I feel like I work, and then one day it blows up and I'm like, live,
help me,
send help, and I just can't do it, and I'm like, I don't know if this is for me anymore. Yeah. I'm quitting.
She really does do that.
I do, it's such a bit embarrassing. But I do it every month without teaching myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, so mine probably would be to be fully booked every day with no social life, because that's my life right now. So
yeah, you stress a lot about money as well.
Yeah, I do.
You're a money stresser.
I am, but my car insurance was due the other day, and it didn't go through because the credit card that I used to have all my credit cards on that I paid off last year, I cancelled it, so it didn't go through. And I was like, oh my God. But my car insurance was so cheap.
Was it?
It was £260 for the year.
Fuck right
Swear
off.
To God.
Do you want to know how much mine is?
Go on. No. Go on.
Mine, well, bear in mind that I've got Lucy on my insurance because she's learning to drive.
Oh, okay.
So it makes it more expensive. But without Lucy on it, it's £90 a month.
A month?
Yeah.
So how much?
Right now I'm paying £123 a month.
No
with Lucy.
Way.
Yeah. A month.
You're better off getting rid of that thing, aren't you? That thing has brought more
hurt. It's not because of the car. It's because of I had an insurance policy void. When I was like 19, and
they
still have to declare
on
it. Yeah,
things, don't they?
Yeah, because I missed a payment. One payment.
Losers.
And they, I had the money like 2 days later and they wouldn't let me.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so annoying.
I know, it's fucked me right over. Plus I've got no claims bonus either. I don't have any no claims bonus. This is my first year. I've just reached 1 year of no claims bonus because I didn't have a car for like 4 years. Mm. And my first year I had a car accident, so.
Bloody hell. See, we're polar opposite with that too, yeah. Where mine will be cheaper because I've got quite a lot of no claims bonuses.
Yeah.
Bonuses. See, this is it. The podcast episode is just going to get weirder now because we're getting more comfortable around each other. And I love this now, yeah. So now I'm just like, yeah, I don't care what people think.
You know, we were talking about Casey before. Casey's a new nail tech, by the way, that I've been watching her lives. I was on a live the other day and she was like, I loved that you just burped in the episode. And I was like, don't remind me. She was like, but she was like being serious, so she said it's nice that it's like unfiltered.
Yeah, because I think some of it, like, I mean, you see these podcasts that are really like, oh, like, for put example, together. Call a Daddy, like that.
I know.
Did you watch the episode with that Chapel Rowan? I don't know how you say it. I know this is like going off topic, but she's caused some stir because they basically did an episode where she was saying that she doesn't know anybody who's actually happy with children and all this sort of stuff. She was saying all her friends are miserable. No one actually likes their kids. And I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet. It's going viral on TikTok.
I have seen a clip of it, but I haven't. I'm in the middle of listening to the Ellen Pompeo one.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I love her. Yeah,
same.
Yeah. She's the opposite. She was saying having a kid made her.
Yeah.
Like, so everyone were comparing the two, like, because she had one after the other.
Oh,
so.
God.
I know. Do what you want to do in life, YOLO. Anyway, let's crack on.
YOLO.
YOLO.
Wait, it's my turn.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, let me see. Would you rather never be able to raise your prices again or have to completely restart your social media from zero followers?
Easy peasy, prices, 1,000%, never raise my prices again.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Whoa, that shocked
me. I'm going to try and do a good couple of years with these prices. I'm really good. She says.
You have just raised your prices.
So I feel like I could make I've got a living off of what I've got now.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I need to, whereas if anything happens to my social medias, listen here, scammers, what they called, people who do it. Hackers.
Yeah.
If anybody comes to my social media, I swear to God.
She will cut you.
I will. I think didn't it happen to Aura by Abigail? Kate, is she called?
Yes, her Instagram,
I honestly was like, I felt so sorry for her because, oh, one of the things I say to people is if someone told me how hard it would be to start everything up and get on top of everything,
yeah,
I don't think I'd have started.
Really?
But we're here now, yeah.
I would want to raise my prices.
Yeah, but I think 1,000% you need to raise your prices 100%. 1,000%. I'm not a nail tech to sit here and tell someone else what to do, but I think you need to.
I know I do, but it's...
Charge your worth.
Really hard.
It's a hard thing and it's a very scary thing.
I'm doing it in... So my last one was in October. Oh, no, September. So I'm going to do it again in September.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're waiting all the way till September.
Yeah, I know loads of people were saying that it's best to do it at the beginning of the tax year, but I feel like... Actually, it's quite a smart tip to do it in September because September, I usually have a bit of a lull in the summer holidays.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when mums are like with the kids and stuff, people are on holiday, whatever. So I usually, last year I had a lull in the summer holidays and then it picks back up again in September. Mm. So like when everyone's coming back,
it'll
your prices are
Your
prices are up again, and then you've got the busy Christmas rush.
That is a good way to do it. Whereas I did mine in February, just when no one's got any money. Yeah. Great, Sean, thanks for that.
Really smart.
Yeah, but my reason for doing that was it was a year since I went full time, so it was like I did a year review of my business and then let's see. But I think we're gonna do an episode on that. We've got it written down, haven't we? In our notes to do like a whole price increase episode. So. Yeah. Instead of us going on about it now.
Yes. Stop waffling, guys. Honestly.
So yours would be.
Yeah, we'd be opposite. So I'd want to raise my prices.
And I'd.
Even if my prices were higher now, like where they need to be, I would still pick that option. Because I don't really give a shit about the social media.
But you don't, do you? I feel like we're both the same as follower count. Like, I don't really look at my follower count and I'm not bothered about it. But just to think to start
it
all
is
that,
hard work.
I'd be heartbroken if I lost all that.
But I think that I'm maybe in like a false sense of security because I gained a lot of my followers very quickly from one video.
Yeah, I remember you saying
that went viral. So I think that not viral.
No,
by
but it
any
did.
Means,
but it was
in the nail tech
viral.
World.
yeah, it did.
So I think that maybe like I am a bit naive in thinking that I could make that happen again and like just build it up again.
And, well, I'm going to test something soon. I'm going to try edit a video in CapCut and upload as a reel because I think that something that stops my reach on Instagram is the fact that I use my TikTok videos, but it's got TikTok fonts and it's edited the way. So I think that's what. So I'm gonna test it and try it.
Finally,
so
take my
advice. Fed up of reels. I know I'm fed up of them. Anyway, moving on. Is it your turn or my turn?
I actually hate Instagram. Sorry, Simon.
Yeah, no,
anyway,
I do.
Carry on.
You see, I've got. Yeah. I agree. Okay, my turn. I feel like, okay, so the one I had next was very similar to one you asked about the hand situation.
Oh, okay.
Mine was work on a client's hands who don't stop shaking or who are always stiff, but kind of similar.
Oh, that's hard though.
Yeah.
What would you rather?
Stiff.
I have a couple of clients that have like tremors.
Yeah.
In their hands. And so, I would rather do tremor.
Would you?
Yeah. 100%.
How are you gonna do nail art if they're
Yeah, but
shaking?
You can hold their hand.
Yeah.
Like if they're stiff like this, you like can't move them.
I'm like, hon, you're not helping me out here. Bendy Wendy. Did you ever watch that on CBBC?
No. Yeah? What's that?
Bendy Wendy, and then there was Devil Finger. Oh, if anyone knows that, please comment. Because that was my childhood. Me and my sister would be like, she'd be Devil Finger, and then I'd always bend her fingers right back. And Bendy Wendy. We used to try and like break each other's fingers. It were really fun. Should I do my other one?
That is really fun.
Yeah. Siblings. No, have you and Lucy never tried sibling to like break life. Each other's bones and stuff?
Oh, me and Lucy, yeah. I have scars.
But you do it now, don't you?
I have scars on my arm from
Does
Lucy.
Does Harvey sometimes have to be at middle of you like, break it up?
No. We've not physically fought in a very long time.
Oh, really?
I fight with Harvey.
Yeah. Come on.
Oh, my God. We were playing Xbox the other day.
That
on
cooking
Saturday.
Game?
No, we were playing... what's it called? Crash Team Racing or something like that. It's like Mario Kart, but aww, something else.
So
it's not Mario Kart. So cute.
You are. Oliver, this is a scientific... Why am I talking to him? He doesn't listen to this. Oh, am I kidding?
Harvey doesn't listen either. I was really upset.
Yeah, I wish that he'd play more games with me.
I know.
But I'm just like, whee! Yeah. He's like, yay! And he's like, Shannon, we've got missions. Come on. Also,
yeah,
what you were playing again.
Harvey likes to take it very seriously.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were playing this racing game.
Yeah.
And he kept like winning. So he's obviously really good at it because he plays Xbox.
Yeah.
So he's just naturally good at it anyway, and I'm not very good. So he kept winning, like shooting like power ups at me. So I got really frustrated, right? Bearing in mind, we're both like playing a game, and I just fucking
launched
whacked
it.
Him really bad. Oh no, really bad on his head.
You can't do that.
I know. It was an accident. Like,
yeah, right.
No, I meant to hit him, right? I'm not going
to
lie.
I
meant to give him a little whack, being like, stop it.
Yeah.
But it was...
You ended up doing it harder than normal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll do that or I'll say something, and I mean it to come out in a bitchy way, I do, but not as bitchy as that. And I'll think sometimes,
I need
to check my attitude, and he'll just look at me like that. And you know when you just kind of keep up, because it's like, I'm not going to apologise straight away, but I know I've messed up here. So I'll just look at him like, yeah. Basically, I'm like, oh God, still love me, please.
Please
love me.
I know, you should have seen me like apologising to have us up, so sorry.
Yeah, because you don't, it's just bad in it, but sometimes you just don't know your own strength.
I know. Hey, he gets me back, so don't you worry about Harvey.
Oliver
he's
would be
fine.
The same. He'd also just be like, "You're starting on me." I'm like, "Oh, sorry." I'm like, "There, he's like 6'2". I'm like, "Please, no."
Right, do your other one.
Yeah, I'll do my other one. Would you rather this one? I thought was a standard one, but quite a good one to talk about. Work in a salon full of your nail tech besties.
Oh.
Or work alone.
Oh, that's hard.
I know, so it'd be like me, obviously. Me. And like, you know, other people that you assume are your nail tech besties. So like you actually get on with them or work alone. And I won't be offended at your answer also. This is why I wanted to do it, because I thought it'd be juicy. I'll see what she really thinks
she
about me.
She wants to start an argument.
Yeah, I do. Come on. Ah. Oh.
What's up? Did you just twist your hip?
Getting old, yeah. That really hurt. You should make that as one of the clips. Oh. I need to see a doctor.
Chiropractor.
Oh, yeah, I do. Sorry, go on.
What was the question?
Work in a salon for your nail tech besties or work alone?
Like a few months ago, it would have been really easy for me to answer this. Like, I would have just been like, work alone.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't come straight out your mouth.
But now that I've made good friends in the industry, I do think that I would probably like to be in that environment. I feel like it would motivate me.
Yeah.
As long as there was, like, a guarantee that we never argued.
Yeah, I know that'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd just be, like, when we voice note each other on a morning, but I just imagine, like, yeah, if we went to a salon, I was like, Liv, I'm off to Starbucks, do you want to grab in, aren't we?
Yeah.
And then we see each other, and then we both just go off to do our clients, and, you know. But there'd be multiple girls in there, like, but I didn't know what to say, because I'm like you. Now I've got friends that get me. I'm like, oh, that would be so fun. But I honestly think after a week I'd get bored and I want to eat you all. I'd be like, right, leave me alone now.
See, that's what I think. Like, that's why I said as long as there was a guarantee that we would never, like, fall out.
Yeah.
But I work 3 days a week, so if I could stick it 3 days a week, I think I would do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to change your whole routine. Yeah, so work with people.
I think I would choose that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I probably would, yeah, if we could stick to the same thing. I think I would, which, again, is surprising because I've always been a girly who's on my own. But
I know, same.
Like, yesterday, me and Oliver went out to White Rose, and...
Oh, is that a shopping centre? Yeah. I know, he's so...
If you can see Milo on YouTube, comment that he's adorable, because he is. anyway, and yeah, we went to White Rose, and I'd got out of house, and I won't lie to you, the last couple of days, I've felt very down. Yeah. Like, very, just I not myself. Tell. Yeah. And I don't really know why. No. I don't know why. I just haven't felt myself. And we went to White Rose and we had a lovely day there and it was so nice. And we were walking to the car and I even said to Oliver, you know what, even though I don't think I need this, sometimes I think I do need it, even when I don't think I do. And it was just nice to get out of the house because I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
And as much as I'm a home girly and I love it, I really do, and I know I'm very lucky to have it, I very much get to the point where I'm like...
You get cabin fever.
That's what I said to him. I said, I get cabin fever, but I don't realise it's that. I don't realise that's why I'm down.
Yeah.
I just think I'm sad, and I don't know why. But yeah, so I think I would probably do salon now.
Yeah, I think I'm the exact same. Like, I love my little home salon, and I do like working on my own, but I don't know.
It's lonely.
Yeah, it does get
Even
lonely.
Though we see clients,
it
gets lonely. And I said to Oliver, this is why I'm glad I've got, like, you and, like, Sophie, that I can voice note throughout my day and be like, what are you doing? Or, because sometimes, like, it's nice. Like, if I'm working and you say, oh, I'm working till 5:30 today, and at least I'm like, well, me and Liv are in this together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know you're working all day. I know I am. And it's just nice to see that. But, like, I do think if I worked in a salon all the time, 24/7, 5 days a week with loads of girls, I think at the same time I get a bit
Yeah, but then you do have to remember that, like, you still have that time away from them because you're with clients, so it's
and
not...
I go home, just sleep over there.
Well,
get a little blow up air mattress.
Just stay there forever.
Forever and ever. Do you want to do your next one?
Oh,
I'm thoroughly enjoying this episode.
Just knock that mic.
This is fun.
I know, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
a little bit of a
I hope you're all having fun.
I know, hopefully.
I wonder if they agree more with me or you, because we're very opposite, apart from, what, two questions we've said the same?
I know, yeah.
Let's see who's a Liv and who's a Shan.
I know.
That could be the title of the episode. Who's Shan and who's Liv? Sorry, go on.
Right. Would you rather be forced to use the cheapest Amazon nail kit for the rest of your career, or... only be allowed to take clients who bring in their own products and demand you use them?
Are you actually joking?
No.
That's the worst one we've had yet. Both of those have just made me... Look how angry I am.
I don't think that's the
best
answer.
When you said the first Amazon thing, I thought, whatever the second option is, instantly.
And then I said the second option.
And then you said the second option. It's basically the same thing. They'll all probably get it off Amazon. Yeah. Live.
Sorry.
I feel like I need a good 24 hours to think about this one. You know what? I'm going to say the first, because I know what they are. I could do research. I could look into what it is and be like, right, okay, whereas if, like, my clients were bringing in stuff that's, like, really bad for them, can I tell them? Can I say, well, this brand's really good. If you bring a nail order, that's really good.
That's what I was thinking, like, can you advise them on what's best?
Yeah, let's say that. You're allowed to advise them, so, okay, option two.
I don't know, though, because still, like, option, like, you would still have those clients that wouldn't purchase, like, the good brands.
But then you could also blame it on them. If it went wrong, you could be like, well, you brought this in and I advised you on nail order.
That's true, actually, yeah.
Oh, but they won't be able to buy it from nail order because they're not certified.
You're not qualified.
All right, I'm fed up now. End the episode.
She's giving up.
Cut the cameras.
I don't know. I think I would choose the Amazon one because I think, like you said, you're in control. And, like, even though the Amazon products aren't good, you can still research and find somewhat better ones. And you know that you're applying it, like, correctly and you know what you're using.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that one. Yeah, the first one again. Oh, wait, the first one. No, the second one. Okay, the first one again.
Yeah, because I just think, like, if you were to rely on what clients would bring you, imagine if somebody brought you, like, a really intricate, detailed nail art set.
Yeah.
And they brought you, like, the shittest polishes that they could
find. So true, yeah. And you know what as well? It'd be like going to the hairdressers. If she was like, right, bring all the stuff you need, I'd be like, are you actually joking? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, option one then.
Yeah.
Oh, that was like, I felt stressed then, but that was actually all right.
She got over it quick, guys.
This is the second time I've been stressed in this episode. We've all been sat here for about how long have
you
been?
2 seconds ago, you were like, I'm having so much fun.
I know. I'm all right, turn it off.
Turn it
off. Don't want to be here anymore.
No more.
Yeah. Are we going on to the normal ones now?
Yeah, unless I do have another nail related one.
Okay, go on. Yeah, do that one then.
Have you got another one?
No, that I'm all done now.
I keep knocking that. I hope you can't hear it.
I don't think you'll be able to.
Wait.
I've got something in my eye.
Okay, this one's like a quick one, I think. Would you rather be forced to use only one nail shape for the rest of your career or only be allowed to work with 3 gel polish colours forever?
What, so just one nail shade or 3?
One nail shape.
Or shape.
Shape.
One nail
like
shape.
Like almond or square or...
Or 3. Or shape.
Would you?
I do. Everyone has to have almond. I love almond anyway. Not against square girlies, but I love almond.
But then, like, how would you get around if somebody had short nails? Would you just... You'd have to put a tip on them, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Like, every time somebody's nails were too short, you would have to put a tip on them to make them almond.
Yeah.
Or extend them.
Yeah, and I have some clients now that have, like, mid-length nails and, like, can we do almond yet? And I'm like, no, because it'd be a really short, horrible, ugly almond, whereas we are doing round. It's like you do round until they get the length, and then when they get longer, you go, oh, almond, God's sake.
I think I would choose the nail shape, but I would choose round.
Yeah. Yeah, because you can still get really, really pretty nails with round.
Yeah.
But the 3 nail colours.
Yeah, I'm not really good at colour theory, so...
Me either.
Like, yeah, I would really struggle to...
I've never mixed nail colours. Have you ever done that? Mixed
have you not?
Never. I have never, not even a white into a pink to make it a lighter pink or anything.
Really?
Ever. So I'm rubbish at stuff like that.
I have at the beginning, like, of my... Of doing nails, like, when I didn't have many colours.
Yeah, yeah. To try and make a shade.
Yeah. But I wouldn't choose to do it now.
God, no.
It takes so much longer, like, having to, like... mix a colour, and like I have some clients where they're like, oh, that's not quite the right shade, oh, I'd need one that's just in between those two, and I don't offer to mix it. I'm like, no.
You're like, oh, would you? Well, tough luck, all right, we're going to
honestly make them pick, because I'm like, I've got so many colours, you can shut up and put up with it. I'm not spending more time mixing.
The like range of nail colours I've got at the minute is like, it's just good.
Yeah.
And I went online the other day onto Nail Order, obviously, and looked at their gel colours to be like, what would I get if I was to get new colours? And I went through my shelves and I was literally like, I've got pastels, brights of every colour. Like, I don't know what I would need.
Yeah.
Unless they brought out, like, a set, well, colours that I was literally like, wow, I need that one. There's one from Nail Order. I think it's called Transmit, or it's like
TRS
Summer.
It's spelled like the festival, isn't it? There's, yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's orange, is it?
No, it's blue.
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 Which one's... orange? Isn't that named after a festival as well?
Oh, is it?
Like Coachella.
It is. Coachella.
That's happening soon, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I want to go to a festival, but I'm also quite scared of them.
Yeah. Have you never been?
To a festival, never.
Me neither.
No. I would never go to, like, Leeds
Fest. Can you imagine me and you going to a festival? We would be such an anxious mess. We'd
be sort of going like, I don't like this. Everyone's on drugs. I don't like it. To be fair, I watch this TV, not TV show, I watch this YouTube channel called TPD TV. Have you heard of them?
No.
Oh, Oliver introduced me to them. They are so much fun to watch. They just go to festivals or they go for wild weekends. And it's like a group of guys. And then the guys who does it, his sister, she's called Mary. Yeah. She tags along with them. They're all really cool. They're all proper chill vibes. But they just go to festivals. It's addictive to watch.
Oh, it's so good. Called? I'll put it on my iPad.
TPD TV. They are so fun. They're British. And obviously the festival season's coming up now. But they've been to Coachella. They went to Blackpool at the weekend. They go to like Butlins. And do, but they get drunk and they, oh, it's so fun.
That's so cool.
I know, so I'm like, I messaged Mary actually on Instagram.
TDTP.
TD, whoa, hello. TPD.
TPD.
TV.
TPD TV.
I know, every time me and Oliver talk about it, I'm sat there going,
subscribed. There we go.
Slay.
I can watch that.
Follow me, Rob. I'm getting you subscribers. Anyway, should I do a normal, would you rather?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, I'm excited for these ones. Okay. Number one, would you rather be mauled by a lion or attacked by a shark? That's every single time I've ever played this game, this has been the question I've asked because I've got such a... I love to know people's answers.
I think I would rather be attacked by a shark.
Would you?
Because I'd rather just drown afterwards and die.
That's... I hope people aren't listening to this day thinking this will really cheer me up. This will be lovely. So yeah, positive.
That was a bit of a lull.
Yeah, no, but I think you've got to have one like this, haven't you? You've got to have like how do you want to die? Yeah, honestly, because I think it tells me a lot about a person, does that? Because it's like in regards to the whole lion and shark. With a shark, you don't know if when it's coming. It's the whole, where is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to come from below? Is it going to come from the side? You don't know where. Whereas with the lion, you can see exactly, you know when it's coming, or you can see that you're about to die, and it's in seconds. But then, like, thinking into the whole, like, killing scenario, again.
It depends on the extent of the injuries.
Yeah, and lions take you sometimes and keep you for a while and, like, don't kill you straight away. Oh. Like, they like to play with their food, whereas sharks don't.
Yeah, cats do like to do that. Fucking weirdos.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would rather the shark. And I would be more likely to be in water than I would be somewhere hot where lions are.
Yeah, literally, like, in their cage with them. Honestly, I see them on YouTube sometimes, you know, like, shark attacks and all this stuff, and it's just like... I couldn't, honestly, that's probably my biggest fear is getting attacked by a shark, but I'd still pick the shark over the lion or the tiger.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't want to see what's going on. I'd rather not know when the shark's going to come at me. And like you say, you might drown. Wow. What a lovely positive one.
Yeah.
Let us know your answer in the comments.
So positive.
You got to have one like that though, aren't you? You got to have one that's a bit...
Yeah, a bit...
Scooth.
Yeah. We've just had a little bit of a technical issue. Shan's camera, well, phone, ran out of... storage, so
this is why we need like a helper.
Have you seen the little screens that go on the back of the
we should get one of those. Yeah. Let's do that,
because I've actually got some money in my pot too. So we can buy those. Do you want to?
I think we should do that.
I saved one on TikTok shop, so
on me. Will it tell us if it's recording?
Is it like literally 20 quid? Yeah, we can have it right here.
Yeah, let's do that. Next little bit of tech come in.
I was gonna buy them before today, but it wouldn't have come in time anyway, so I thought I'd talk to you about it first.
Well, I mean, for the whole shark and thingy, we can just show your angle, can't we?
Yeah, so okay, cool. If you're watching on YouTube, you just saw my face for a little while then.
Sorry about that, everybody. I'm back.
Because otherwise we would have to do it all over again.
Yeah,
it's not authentic.
Do that. No. So yeah, we both agreed we'd rather be attacked by a shark.
A shark, yes.
Off you go, Liv. Hopefully it's a lighter one.
Okay, so would you rather have to dye your hair every 4 months? Bearing in mind you don't dye your hair, do you?
Never.
Or never be able to cut your hair again?
Oh, I'd have to go for never be able to cut my hair again, but I do love my 8-week trims.
Do you?
I hate split ends and dry ends.
You could dye your hair the same colour it is.
Oh, I know, but then when people go, is it natural?
Yeah, you can't
I
go,
I love
yeah.
the fact that I go,
you,
yeah.
You could go, well, yeah, it is this colour naturally, but I dye it this colour.
This is the thing. My friend gave me a would you rather, okay? And I'll need my trims.
I had no choice.
Let me show you this video quickly. Yeah. I'm going to put it on for April Fool's Day.
Right.
Because obviously, is it tomorrow?
And yeah.
And then look at it. I showed Oliver last night and he was like, you're ginger for a reason.
Oh,
like, how
my God, that
bad is that?
Awful.
How awful is that?
That is minging.
It literally does like that. I'm
that
made
is,
to be a ginger.
You don't look like you at all.
Nope.
So you're putting that on TikTok tomorrow?
I'm going to put it on TikTok tomorrow and be like, fancy to change.
Go to Shan's TikTok to see
yeah,
what we're talking about.
To
we're going
to
be annoying.
But literally...
that is grim.
Yeah, so I couldn't ever dye my hair any colour like that. But then, yeah, I like the fact that from that video, I was like, you know what? Yeah, I think I finally got to the age where I'm embracing my ginger hair and I'm like,
yeah,
slay.
Yeah.
I was in H&M yesterday and there was this little ginger girl and aww. She were in the queue in front of me and I saw her staring at me and I looked at her and then she like looked away quickly and then she looked at me again and I could see her like looking at my hair and looking at me up and down and I just looked at her and I smiled. I went like aww. That and she went like that and
that's
I'm thinking,
so
never
cute.
Dye your hair. I should have said that to her. Never dye your hair.
If I could give you a piece of advice,
never
dye your hair.
Never. But yeah, Defo, what would you choose?
I don't know. I really don't know. Because like, I've had my natural hair for quite a while now, I think a couple of years, because I did bleach it. And I am loving my natural hair colour.
Yeah.
But, oh, I don't know. It's so hard.
I know.
Because like, I like that, like having that choice to experiment and change my hair colour.
Yeah.
But I don't
but
know.
Then, you know, if you didn't ever cut your hair, it wouldn't matter what hair colour it is because it'd look tatty. So now I'm thinking about actually changing my answer to the I want to cut my hair,
one.
So I might just dye it. Because at least then if it's dyed, it looks nice. You know, not you don't get
yeah,
asked every day,
true.
Is your hair colour your natural hair colour, do you? So
no.
I'm going to change my answer to the dyeing one.
Yeah, I think I would dye my hair as well.
Because no one wants tatty, dry split ends. That's what was wrong with my hair for like the past 5 years, that no one just told me, Shannon, what can oil my skin, love? Hello, wake
babe,
up.
Babe, moisturise your
literally,
hair.
Literally, like, put some oil in it. Jesus Christ. But, yeah, so we're saying
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I would pick the same answer as you. I think it just makes sense because
yeah.
Imagine if you were just trailing around this horribly long, tatty hair.
Who is she?
That would be gross, no.
I know, yeah.
No.
So slay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your turn.
How many normal ones are we doing? Are we just doing two each?
Whatever you want.
Because I've got two good ones.
Yeah, you can do two.
Okay. Would you rather never be able to read a book ever again? Or...
I knew one was coming like this.
Or never do nails again. I know.
Wait, what?
Like, as a career. So.
I was going to ask you one like this, and it was going to be either never read or never watch TV again.
Oh,
I know, that's hard,
isn't
it?
That's probably harder than mine.
Would I rather never read again or never do nails? I think I would rather never read again.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I know.
It's so hard.
Because
I don't read all the time anyway. Like, I go through, like, phases of, like, reading
I
a lot.
I do, where
and
I'm,
then,
like, proper
yeah.
smashing out loads of books, or I'm just not reading at all.
Yeah, that's the same as me. So I go through phases anyway. But, like,
I know.
Nails.
Like, I know.
But then I don't want to be a nail tech forever.
So. It's so, like, literally for the rest of your life, never be able to read a book again.
Nah, book. Yeah, when you put it like that.
You've changed
yeah,
mind.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah,
I'll find a new career.
I'll work at Starbucks.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'll go work at Sally's.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, you know what? I think I'd have to do the same.
I
think reading is just so, like, when you do it, you realise how, like, amazing it is. And
yeah.
you just, oh, it's such a mental health thing as well. So
yeah.
I'm the same. I would never do nails again. Oh, babies.
I know, could you imagine?
I know. Obviously, it's not real. I feel like I need to tell myself that.
I know,
real.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Not real. It's not real.
It's okay. Go on.
Don't pretend.
I know. It's pretend. It's make believe.
Right, this one's a good one. Would you rather live where you do right now forever, like in this house forever?
Oh, okay.
But be able to go on holiday or live in Scotland but never be able to leave Scotland?
Live.
That one's hard, isn't it?
Let me think about this.
It's really hard. I think No, oh. I'll let you answer first. You go first.
I actually don't know, because there's pros and cons to both. Like, I know. If I move to Scotland, would I be able to, like, come visit family, or I'm literally just stuck at Scotland forever?
The family can visit you, but you're not allowed to leave Scotland.
I think I'd stay here.
Would you?
Yeah, I think I'd just then think, right, if I'm staying here, I'm doing it up, and I might get an extension, and, you know, like, because I've got room. Yeah, because, like, the garden ain't big enough, and I do want to be out of here by the time I have kids. Really thought this through. Like, this house, me and Oliver are outgrowing this house badly.
Yeah.
Like, we are, like, we need to move. But if I was staying for a long term, I'd convert the cellar downstairs and have it as, like, actually done up. So, yeah, stay here, but do it up, but get to go on holiday as much as I love. I could just go to Scotland on holiday loads, couldn't I?
Well, my answer would be Scotland, because me and Harvey don't leave the country anyway.
No, yeah. I was close to that, because me and Oliver, you know, we like going on our holidays, and we try to do one every year, but we're not these, you know, you see these people that are always going away, and, oh, I'm going to Prague this weekend, and I'm going to here, and I'm just kind of like, I'm all right for stuff like that. I prefer one big family holiday. If me and Ollie like going abroad, we prefer going as a family, or we prefer doing something, like, bigger. So,
because weren't you supposed to go away
to Disneyland Paris? Yeah, and it got closer to it, and I said to Ollie, should we just sack it off? I said, the amount of money we're going to spend there is going to be a joke. And I wasn't really, I think I booked it, and then I was like, yay, Disneyland, and then the closer it got to it, I was like, you know what, I think Disneyland. I'd rather go with my, I think I'd rather just go when I have kids. I don't think I'd really, and Oliver wasn't that bothered either, and he was just doing it for me, because he knew I wanted to go, so I was like, sat this off, let's just save our money, and do it like that, so we're not overly bothered.
No, me and Harvey have been together 8 years, and we've never left the country, so.
Yes, it's
never
just not a priority abroad. For some people, some people like travelling and doing all that sort of stuff, and some people prefer being at home and enjoying the mortgage.
Yes.
Literally.
Plus, I think, like, with the Scotland answer, I think Scotland has so many places to visit anyway.
Yeah, that's,
like, you've got
true.
The islands anyway, so that you can, like,
venture
it's
off.
Still Scotland.
Yeah.
So you can still explore it. There's
there's
so much to see in Scotland. I would rather just
and
stay
then I can
there.
Come to Scotland to visit you.
Yes.
No, easy peasy. That works both ways.
Yeah.
Fabulous. Right, should I ask my last one?
Yes.
Okay.
Go for it. Is it a good one?
I think it's quite a good one, especially like as my last one.
Go on then.
Would you rather have a rewind button for your life or a pause button?
Oh.
Yeah. I know. You just let that sink in.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, so as in, like, you can, like, rewind and go back to a certain point and change something and do it
at
again.
At any point. You have a, like, have you ever seen Click?
Yeah, I've seen that.
You have that remote, and it's just, like, rewind, but then, like, you can come back to the thing. But, like, if you do, so say you went out a weekend and you drink way too many vodka Red Bulls, and you're like, actually, let's go back because I don't want this hangover. Rewind.
Oh.
Then, yeah.
Or pause, so, like, you're pausing time to be able to, like, do more.
I already know my answer.
Mine's pause, I think.
Same.
Because I very much live by, like, not regretting anything.
Yeah, everything happens for a reason, 100%.
So I don't think that even if I had the option, I would very often choose to go back and do something over.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, I think as well, like, imagine if we're doing a content day and we're like, right, I've got to set more content for the week. You know what? 9 a.m, pause, let me do all my content, smash it out, play, I've done it all, and now I can go and enjoy my day rather than blinking and all of a sudden it's 5 p.m, Oliver's home, and I'm like, right, okay, brilliant. Yeah. My whole day, just content.
You could do more clients as well. Just like pause for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Or just like if you're in the middle of a set and you just think, oh, I just need 10 minutes. Pause your client. Pause what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh,
just breathe.
Carry on. Yeah. Like, oh, and we're back. Hello.
Yeah.
A fast forward button would be great on long client days.
Yes.
Imagine just starting it and think, fast forward, done.
Yeah, but with that option, you lose your memory. So you don't remember what you've done.
Oh, it's kind of like Severance.
Yeah.
Have you seen that on Apple
TV? No, I want to watch it, but I can't. We have a Chromecast and you can't cast it. In fact, we don't even have a Chromecast anymore because that broke. So we are watching everything on the Xbox.
Loads, yeah. To be fair, all my stuff's on Xbox. I just have like Prime and Netflix and stuff.
So can you get Apple TV on the Xbox?
If you have Prime, Amazon Prime, you can go on that. And then there's loads of stuff on there. Like, I've got Paramount Plus. I just do 7-day free trials for everything.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm trying to smash out Severance in 7 days and Paramount Plus.
I've heard that the second season of Severance isn't that good.
Oh, really? Well, to be fair, I'm not like, oh my god, I need to watch it. I'm just
I'm just really intrigued because a lot of people have told me about it.
Yeah, it's a good concept.
Yeah.
But at the minute, I'm just preferring reading over actually doing me, actually watching TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you know what, I'll just go upstairs and read. So,
yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm loving reading at the moment.
That was a big sigh.
I know it was, wasn't it?
Have you got any more? Are you all done?
No, I'm all done.
All done?
I did think of one for Hamilton, but I think it's a bit stupid.
Go on.
Well, would you rather only ever be able to watch Hamilton in theatre?
Yeah.
Or... And never be able to watch anything else in theatre.
Oh, okay.
Or never be able to watch Hamilton in theatre or on TV. You can listen to the music, the soundtrack, but you're allowed to go and watch like other musicals.
Okay, that one, yeah. If I could, as long as I have the soundtrack, I can picture it in my head. I've watched it that many times.
No, screw that. I'm going to watch Hamilton.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather only be able to watch that.
I know, but like I'm going to watch Six musical in not this weekend, next weekend, and I'm really excited for that. And like, oh, yeah. I just, although to be fair, I won't lie, theatre shows at the minute are really just not giving it to me. And
really?
I don't know why. When I went to see Dear Evan Hansen and I Want a Fan, I literally was sat there and I was a bit bored. I was like...
I started watching the film and I got about halfway through and I was a bit like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's a bit deep, is that, to be fair? That one's a bit deep. I prefer the more upbeat, like, singing ones where it's like when Hamilton,
like,
and they're
musicals.
All like, oh!
Yeah.
And I'm sat there like, whoa, this is amazing. But yeah, apart from that...
Are you really excited to go and see Six then?
I wouldn't say, like, ecstatic, like, can't wait, oh my God. I'm just kind of like... Yeah, cool. I'm excited. I'm intrigued. I only know like two songs from that, so I'm going with the hopes that I'm like, whoa.
I was really disappointed. Well, I don't want to alter the like your view of
No, I think it's different though, isn't it? Like, I went to see My Fair Lady at one point and that were a bit like...
Was it?
Yeah, because it was the same set. I mean, I know Hamilton is, but like, that's Hamilton, so it's different.
Yeah, and they do sort of change it a little bit.
Whereas My Fair Lady, it was just, oh, and we're back on this thing. Right, okay. And then like once there's a song that I know and it's my favourite song and then the rest is over, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Again, Josephine's Technical Coat, never disappointed. Banging.
I've never seen that. I'd like to see it.
Well, it's back in theatres near
is
me.
It?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll have to go. I think I went last year and it was really good.
I'll have to go.
Yeah, it's a very cheesy one.
Did I tell you that Lucy took me to go and see something? The other week.
No. Did you?
She wanted to take me on a little sister date, right? So she took me, I know I've told you, but I'm telling everybody else. So she took me out to Nando's and then she had booked to go and see something in the theatre, that like our local theatre. Right, and it was, bless her, we had a nice time, like it was nice.
Yeah.
But it was basically a one woman show. Right, so it's just one woman the whole time. And it was just like a monologue of like how unhappy she is with her husband. And like basically about like her battling with herself as to whether she should go to Greece on holiday with her husband, without a husband. So she goes on this holiday with a friend.
Yeah.
And then she decides to never come back. And it ends with like her sat on the beach waiting for her husband to come and meet her, and then you don't find out anything else. Yeah. So it starts like in her kitchen and she's like cooking dinner and she's basically like she's talking to a wall. Like she talks to the wall in her kitchen. That's how the whole thing is like.
Oh, see, presented. I need a bit more jazz. I need a bit more.
It was
more.
Just so weird. Like I was like, it was advertised as a comedy. But it wasn't funny. And I'm not joking.
If you listened to this.
Me and Lucy were the only like young people that were in there.
Oh really? Yeah. Maybe it's older audience,
yeah,
you know.
I think. But even then there wasn't that many laughs.
No.
There wasn't that many times where people were laughing and I was like,
oh, I see, that stuff just makes me cringe a little bit.
Oh, it was
it
so
just makes
bad.
Me feel like, oh, I know. God, just get me out of here.
I nearly said to Lucy, shall we leave? Like in the intermission.
Really?
It was like 2 hours long. Like probably 2 hours 15 minutes long.
For a one woman show.
Yeah. It was
That's a long
Apparently,
time anyway.
It's a production that's been going for like 60 years.
Oh, that'll be why,
then. It was written like a long time ago.
Yeah, people will be going to see it because it's like, oh, wow, it's been around for this long, but that's probably a reason why, like, you know, it needs to be updated or something.
Yeah, it needs to be, like, modernized a little
bit. Yeah, maybe.
She needs to not be talking to a wall.
I mean, that's all I do. I thought she needs a little, like a little, a doggy little dog, to talk yeah. to.
Yeah, why oh. didn't they do that?
Yeah,
why
they could bring a train up a little doggy.
Yeah.
Oh, Milo, your little Broadway debut. Are you joking? He'd be too tired. He'd be like, no, I ain't got time. I got time.
Anyway, yeah, so I would pick Hamilton because I think that I've seen it, I know I love it
yeah,
to
so,
death.
Yeah.
So I know that, like,
why change it? Yeah. I feel like I'd probably be a bit more disappointed in life than you would then. Like, I feel like you know what you're getting and you're happy with it, whereas I'd be a bit like,
you'd be like, I went to go and see another show this
yeah,
week.
It was shit. Girl.
And I'll be like, well, I went to see Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. I'm regretting my decision a little bit now.
Like, see, don't worry, it's not real, it's pretend.
It's not real.
Do you need a hug? No, don't worry, I won't hug you.
No, not a hugger, Liv. Come on. I had a girl in from my workshop the other day and she walked in, she was like, are you a hugger? And she'd already started the hug and I was like, I even said to her, I was like, no, but I'll hug you if you want. I was like,
I'm
come
upset.
On.
I want a hug from you.
No.
Rude.
Liv, you don't want a hug from me.
I
you're
do.
Not. No,
I'm a
don't.
Hugger.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll hug you when you go then.
No, you don't have to
no,
hug
No, I
me.
Will.
No, I don't want a hug that's with that attitude, do I?
I don't want a hug that's false.
No.
Like, come on then, bring it in. I don't really hug Oliver that often.
Do you know? I love a hug.
I love a hug like when I'm sad.
When you're sad?
Yeah, like sometimes you need a nice cuddle.
Okay, I'll catch you when you're sad and then yeah. I get a hug.
All the time, love.
I'll make you but cry and then I'll hug yeah. you.
Your ginger slag. Come on. Yeah. Bring it in.
Oh god. Right, we're getting crazy.
Should we do a nail tech spotlight now?
Yes.
Let's go.
So this week's nail tech spotlight is
drum roll. Go.
Is somebody I'm not gonna lie, I've been a little bit obsessed with recently.
I feel like we both kind of have. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's called Casey and her handle is Coppin Nails.
Yep.
Coppinails. I did
well
it.
Done, Liv.
Good job.
Well done, Liv.
Pop myself on the back.
I'll give you a hug for that later.
Why did I feel the need to spell out nails?
I don't know. So I just went, nails.
Nails. I kept going. Anyway, Casey is a very new nail technician.
Yeah.
She's only, she's not even qualified yet. So
she's
doing
so
her.
So new. So
yeah,
new.
So new.
Yeah.
Brand new.
You wouldn't think it though with a nail art.
Oh my God. Yeah. So she's been going live quite a lot recently on TikTok. And she's just, her most recent set she's done are Powerpuff Girl nails.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're insane. And she's honestly like the sweetest person.
Yeah,
like,
she is.
She's just, she's so kind. She's so lovely. She's a massive supporter of the podcast.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
And we just thought that she deserved a shout out.
Yeah,
because
I was saying to Liv before this episode started, we were like just chatting about TikTok and I was like, Casey is literally such a hard worker. Like
yeah.
every single night when I'm on my TikTok, she's on live doing nails, and it's not even early. It's like at like 7:30, and she'll be doing it till 9:00. And I just think,
oh, she's on later than that.
Is she
11? Yeah.
Oh my God. And I just think for someone to sit in their spare time, work that hard on their craft, is someone who deserves and will get. She will get what is coming
oh,
for her. Like,
yeah.
She will be getting the clients and everything. And honestly, I tried to do a nail art the other night.
Yeah.
And it went terribly wrong. And I literally sat there and I was thinking, well, how the hell does like some people do this?
I
like Casey, like her nail art is so good and she just works so hard. Yeah. I just love it when I see people that don't moan, they don't make excuses,
yeah.
they just crack on and do the work and they're not like, whoa me. She just cracks on and does
yeah.
it, and I love that for her. I really
and
do.
I really do. I've said this to her, but I really do think that she's going to go far in this industry.
Yes.
I think
yeah.
the level of nail art that she is creating only 2 months after practicing.
Yes.
Oh, I can't even imagine what she's going to be like in a year's
yeah.
time.
So go on a TikTok and follow her and watch her lives and her. Is she the same handle on
Instagram?
Instagram,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Go on her Instagram and give her a follow, because beginner nail techs, I think everyone, when I've listened to podcasts similar to this before, and they always shout out someone really like
yeah.
into the industry, not even just like nails, like any kind of podcast, they shout out people that are already big. But I think when you can tell someone's going to go far when they've only
yeah.
just started, like, that's such a huge thing for them. So, yeah.
And also, it's like, I saw her first, so.
Yeah.
Back off.
Back off, guys. Go.
She was my friend first.
Literally. But, yeah, she definitely deserved it. She's lovely.
She's
such a sweetheart as well.
She's going to Maisie's party.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh,
so good to meet her.
See her there. Yeah.
yeah. very excited about that. So yeah, go and share the love, show her some love. She's at the very, very beginning of her journey as a nail technician, so I think it's really important we all support her,
yes,
and uplift her and tell her how amazing she is.
Yeah, and if like you're a nail tech as well and you're wanting nail tech friends, it's always good to be friends with somebody who's at the beginning of their journey too. So if you're a beginner nail tech, maybe reach out to Casey and you could start a little friendship.
Yeah.
Like mine and Liv's. Just not as good. Joking. Not as much banter.
She is a dick. Did you know that?
So am. Anyway.
Anyway, we're going to go now. Yeah. I think we kept this at a good length, about an hour. Thank you so much for listening. This was a really fun episode.
That was fun. Appreciate you all for your time and effort in this. Thanks for playing along.
Yeah. Give us your input on your answers on some of the questions. If you've got any opinions.
Yeah, and
share.
If you've made it to the end, well done. Yep. And also like comment on our Instagram, because I like to see some people like comment or message us and be like, I've just finished.
Yes.
And we like to hear your opinions and thoughts and things.
What emoji should they leave?
Poo emoji.
Oh my god, of course you two would say that.
Or dog.
Poo or dog?
Poo or dog? Pick
dog
one.
Poo.
Dog poo. Oh my god, I'm 28.
Leave a dog
I'm
poo emoji.
Use the poo emoji. Jesus Christ.
Very embarrassing.
I know, I'm embarrassed.
Anyway, we're going.
Bye, love you all.
Bye, thanks for watching. See you next week.
Bye.